Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We've got so many things to talk about today. Let me just say up front, I am Dr. Pat Basile. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. And what do I mean by that? I mean that each and every one of us has a divine birthright to thrive in our lives. And so we bring to you conversations with leaders in the field of human potential, people like my guest today, Matthew James. And we're going to be talking about this almost paradoxical relationship between enlightenment and capitalism. But we're going to shine a new light on that for everyone today, as we do so often. When we talk about coming through the portal of life that allows us to get rid of some of the things that absolutely hold us back, let me just say a little bit about Matt. He and I have been on air several times, and we've talked about many, many things. The new website, which will be launched this week, you'll see that we'll be featuring a number of his interviews because he's such an amazing individual and he believes in not only empowering other people but empowering himself. He is on a journey of lifelong learning in the president of the Empowerment Partnership and many, many things. He lives this by example and he teaches people through the many things he does. He is president of the American Pacific University and president master trainer of its training and seminar division, the Empowerment Partnership. If you go to the website, www.ampac.edu, you'll be able to check that out. We've got other websites for you to go to. But one of the things I want to say is, and many of us who have had conversations with Matt or have, you know, been to his trainings, we understand that he truly walks the talk and really believes in the mission that he is here to take out into the world. He says it's about the teachings, not the teacher. And so you will see so many things on the website, and so much of this is in the spirit of helping people live life full out. And by the way, he holds nothing back, as you'll note in today's show. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on again, Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
Well, congratulations, first off, on the newest addition to your family.
Yes, thank you very much. We have a three-week-old baby, so it's been an exciting journey the last few weeks.
Well, like I said before, you're like totally into lifelong learning, and there you go. This is a new chapter.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So how are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. Today is a, you know, kind of interesting day. And the conversation we're having, I mentioned, is about enlightened capitalism and looking at what that means and how we really take that energy out into the world. Let me ask you this, Matt. I mean, there's a question, of course, that you've answered before, but I'm going to put a little different spin on it.
Okay.
And the spin I'm going to put on it is this. You are a successful individual, and I just shared just a slice of what you've accomplished. One can say that the American Pacific is a very, very successful organization. And in the journey, there is this conversation that one has with making money and taking our gifts out into the world.
Yes.
I believe you've had a few of those conversations. What do you think?
Yes, and you and I have been wanting to talk about this for a while now. I know that on a few shows we've hinted at this. And for me, this is an exciting topic. First of all, one of the things that I teach is HUNA, which is a spiritual approach, a energy teaching, something that's a lot more esoteric than some of the other techniques that I teach. And I was taught when I was going to be talking about Huna or any of those type of things that I would say Aohe Pau Koike Ko Halau, which is really important. In Hawaiian, it means that think not that all wisdom is in your school.
That's very important.
What this does is I think it kind of sets a frame that says, you know, I'm going to share some ideas and some concepts with you. And every culture, every approach had a different viewpoint. And this is just one way of thinking. It doesn't make any other way right or wrong. It doesn't make this way right or wrong. It may resonate for some people, and for some people, it may not.
Let's hold that thought for a minute. We'll take a short station break, and when we come back, we are going to explore this more fully with Matt James, the president of the American Pacific University and master trainer. And we've got lots to talk about today. Stay tuned after this very, very short station break.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You know, I have to say something. I've been at a conference all weekend, Matt, and I want to pick up where we left off. One of the things that I was able to do was to speak to many, many people. We introduced Street Smart Spirituality this weekend, and I got to talk to many people who are feeling a shift, and they've been talking to me about this now for about a week. And when we talk about a shift, we talk about it in terms of energy, and you started to talk about some of the things you've learned in your teachings. In the journey and what you teach, can you sense a shift in the energy? Is it okay, Matt,
yes,
to live the life that we want to live?
Well,
and
that's two really important questions.
Okay.
First of all, has there been a shift?
Yes.
I think there's definitely been a shift.
Okay, have you felt it too?
Yes. Not only have I felt it, I've seen it in the individuals that come to our seminars and trainings.
Oh, wow.
The questions that are being asked are much different than they were even 2 years ago. An example, I went in to do a training up in Toronto, in Ontario. And the people that were bringing me in said the group that you're going to be presenting to are going to be made up of primarily medical doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists. They said, you need to make sure that you avoid the HUNA topics and focus on the more psychological things that you do.
Ah.
But my gut was telling me that's not what they want to hear. And literally halfway through the seminar, someone raised their hand and said, when are we going to hear about the more spiritual stuff? And that's been happening over and over again. I've been going in to do trainings, and and there's no age range to this. I've had some people that are in their early 20s come up to me on breaks and say, you know, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what my purpose is, and this is what I'm looking for. And these weren't the type of questions that were being asked before. So there is a shift, and the second question is, can we have what we want in our life? The question is that, what do you want? What do people really, truly want at the deepest level? That will change based on the person. It could be happiness in the area of relationships. It could be happiness in the area of career. That can change based on the person. And I guess the bigger picture approach or the topic that we're talking about today is something that I've been saying for a while, and some people didn't really like it when we first started saying this, and I talked to you about this, Dr. Pat, and that is that I believe it is possible to be successful and spiritual, that it is possible for you to have the things that you want in your life and to be able to bring in those things that will allow you to find out what your life's purposes are here and asking those bigger questions, yet at the same time being successful in your life.
I don't know why, Matt, but maybe you can shine some light on this.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the idea comes from? The idea that in order to be spiritual, we have to give up any notion of success associated with making money. Where does that thought come from? I mean, share that with me, even if it's in the ancient the Hawaiian traditions. I mean, where do we get that thought from? Because that's something that seems to be being carried forward, not for everyone, but for some.
There was, from the Huna system, an idea that it was okay for you to be, and the word wouldn't have been successful. The word would have been, it's okay to experience abundance in your life. Abundance of love, abundance of happiness, abundance of family and friends being around you. And that would equate to an abundance of the ability to manifest or to create on the physical level the things, the resources that you would need to achieve your goals. Now, that means that a person who was spiritually enlightened or moving towards the path of enlightenment would know how to create the resources they need. What I think happened at some point, and you can see this in a variety of different teachings, is that it was difficult for some people to separate creating the things that they need to achieve what they want to achieve and attachment. Attachment is where you assign meaning to something. So you have an inanimate object. I have a friend that has a PDA. You know what a PDA is, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. And we were somewhere, and something happened to the PDA. It broke, and it was like the...
Oh, no!
It was the end of his world. No.
Oh, you're giving me a hot flash.
I'm giving you a hot flash. Now, he has backups of it. He has all these other things, and yet his response to the PDA breaking was as if a part of him had broken. As if he had lost a part of himself. And I said to him, don't you back it up? And he said, of course I back it up. But he had assigned a meaning to it. And that's kind of, I think that in spiritual teachings, people wanted to avoid that happening. So instead of saying, here's how you separate a meaning, or here's how you avoid attachment, here's how you create the things that you need on the material plane to achieve your goals and be able to separate the two, they just basically said, money's bad, wealth is bad, physical things are bad, so let's just completely avoid that. I think that was the basis of why this idea that it's not okay to be successful came around.
Well, you know, don't you think that, I mean, in the work that you do, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. I'm here with Matt James. And I have to say that Matt is many, many things. And if you go to the website, which we'll give you in a minute, you'll get to see the work he's doing. What I want to say about Matt James, also the president of American Pacific University, is that, Matt, I have seen, in the very short time I've known you, I've seen a huge shift, a transformation in the work that you've been doing.
Well, thank you.
I mean, how does one, talking about this from this perspective, how does one step in and say, I'm already successful? Of course you were. I'm already successful. And take an organization, take a vision, take a mission to the next level, as you've done. I mean, you've gone from, shall I say, NLP.com to really a global, not that you weren't global already, but a global opportunity for people to acquire phenomenal skills in a very, very exciting and creative way. When you did that, Matt, what was the conversation you had with yourself and your relationship with finances and funding this?
Well, I think first and foremost, I had to practice what I teach, and these are things that I had been teaching, so I needed to make sure that I was practicing that.
I know people are watching.
I
don't know about you, but my folks are watching me.
I know, it's true. And so when I was growing up, I was very fortunate that my father and mother both had very spiritual backgrounds and wanted me to have a diverse understanding of how everything works. And my father for a while was into Siddha Yoga, and I got to spend some time, and he actually became very involved in the Siddha Yoga Foundation, which, for those that aren't familiar with it, is an organization that had been created by a person named Baba Muktananda, who's a very spiritual in my opinion and many people's opinions, an enlightened person who basically just decided that he needed to teach some things to people in the U.S. He created the Siddhi Yoga Foundation, and in doing so, created abundance and wealth. The Siddhi Yoga Foundation is a very wealth, still to this day, is a very wealthy, well-funded organization. And I had heard Baba give people advice. I've literally heard him say to one person that came up and said, I'm not able to create enough money for my family. And Baba said, you don't have enough Shakti then. And Shakti is energy. What I've come to understand, what has become a lot clearer to me, and this comes from Baba, and this comes from Dion Fortune, a fantastic esoteric writer from our last century, that money is a physical expression or a physical manifestation of energy. That prior to us having money, when someone would provide a service to someone, another person would provide a service back, and there was an exchange of energy that took place between the two people. That was called the barter system. So I would say, hey, Dr. Pat, can I come on your show? And you'd say, sure. You'd say, what will you do for me? And I would say, well, Dr. Pat, next time I'm in town, I'll do some energy work for you. We'll do some huna. I'll teach you something. And there would be an exchange of energy that would make a commitment, that would create a connection between the two people. In our current system, we grew past the point where we could maintain or keep control over the barter system. And so the idea or the concept of money was created. If you look at it from that perspective then, money is a means of giving back or exchanging energy with another person. The problem with cursing or with calling anything on the physical plane evil, dirty, or nasty, because I have students that come into my trainings and say, money is the root of all evil. I don't actually think that that's the original saying. I think it's the desire for money is the root of all evil. And that's what we're getting back to, what we were originally talking, is that attachment or assigning meaning to something, giving value to something and saying this money, that puts that in control of you. I think what the conversation that I had with myself is that if this truly is the case, then it should not only be okay to create abundance and wealth, to do the things that I would like to do, to do the things that I'd like to do with our organization. Not only would it be okay, but it should be a very simple process of moving the energy through to create or to achieve the goals that I have created for myself.
As opposed to it being a struggle. As opposed to it being like someone said to me this weekend, rolling the boulder uphill. I mean, those are some of the analogies that we get when people talk about money and, you know, where it is in their lives and really choosing this idea about I'm a spiritual person, why isn't God providing me with what I need? Oh, I must not deserve it because spirituality really isn't about money. I mean, isn't it a very interesting and confusing conversation to have with oneself?
No, it can be. It can be a very interesting, it can be a, sometimes a confusing conversation. I have gone through phases where I've questioned it, and in looking back at the teachings and looking back at people who are very spiritual and were able to achieve great things, they were able to, on the physical plane, on the, I guess what you would call the real world, looking outside yourself, these very spiritual people were able to create the things that they needed to. They were able to trickle to get where they needed to go. And yet, at the same time, not assign any meaning to it, not assign any attachment to it. In other words, not to give any of your own power to those physical things. I don't know if it's the easiest idea or the concept to grasp, but it is one that seems to be there within the teachings and for the people that have taught them.
Yeah, we've got so much to talk about today. Let's, before we go to a short break, why don't we give out your website and really direct people to the many, many offerings you have, some of the most exciting programs you will ever see. and on some of the most sacred land you can imagine. Let's give out your website, and then we'll take a short break.
Sure. Our website is ampac.edu. And if you'd like to look at the HUNA teachings that I've been talking about, it's HUNA.com, HUNA.com.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about one of the questions in the HUNA trainings and how that question relates to enlightened capitalism. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by my guest, Matthew B. James. We'll be right back.
Why do you exist? What is the purpose of Earth? Do the stars really hold the answer to your spiritual path? These questions and more are revealed through a private astrological consultation with spiritual astrologer Martin Montez. For an in-depth and empowering interpretation of your birth chart outlining your spiritual path, visit CosmicCuisine.com. That's CosmicCuisine.com. And let Martin Montez give you the answers.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Occasional digestion got you down? After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion or a just plain tired feeling take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to discover what's preventing you or your business from obtaining your goals, dreams, and vision. The Inquiring Mind is your partner. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. as Stephanie Durham, professional life coach, presents ACES, Authenticity, Choices, Empowerment, and Success. Spanning 25 years of successful business tenure, in addition to over 4 years of training with Caroline Mace at the CMED Institute, Stephanie's authenticity and vast knowledge helps you objectively explore wise choices with her finely attuned facilitator skills, leading you to personal empowerment and ultimate success. Do you know you have power to create what you want in your life and in business? You do. This message will self-absorb in 5 seconds. For more information, call us toll-free at 1-866-461-6463.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're talking about enlightened capitalism today with Matt James. As I said before, Matt is a remarkable individual. He is the president of American Pacific University and president and master trainer of its training and seminar division, the Empowerment Partnership. He is personally responsible for bringing thousands of students closer to fulfilling their dreams. And we were just talking during break about his travel schedule and what he does and the vision that he's created, because now you can go to ampac.edu, which is American Pacific University. And I am so thrilled that I have been on this journey, been able to experience the transformation that has gone on when an individual has a dream, has a vision, and actually makes the darn thing happen. Matt, thank you so much, because I know people are watching you. So
yeah.
What you talk about really, truly does manifest.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Well, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the question that I've seen in the HUNA trainings. And the question that I'm referring to is this question of who am I? And the reason I bring this question up is because I've done this show before where I've talked about spirituality, enlightenment, and money. And the common question or concern comes back. If everyone who owned, you know, or who held most of the money and resources in the world were enlightened, then wouldn't everyone be taken care of? So the question is, who am I, Matt, and is that their job to do?
That's another two really hard hitting questions.
I waited after the break to kind of come at you with these.
No, that's why I love coming on your show, because I think you ask the important questions. I've been on other shows where they'll skip around these. You go right to them. I love that. The first question of who am I is a question that I think that this can occur for a lot of different reasons. I've met people at various stages of life where they've been purchasing things, they've been buying things, they bought a car, they bought a coat, they bought a bag, whatever. They're attempting to define who they are by their purchases. And one day they wake up and they say, these aren't who I am. And they ask the question, who am I? I think that, obviously, from quantum physics, it demonstrates this. Ancient esoteric teachings demonstrate this. We are all connected. We can pretend that we're not connected. We can say, oh, those people over there, I'm not connected. The whole planet is connected. We are connected with each of the individuals that live on this planet along with us. That connection does have an effect. So as more and more people begin to ask that question, that spreads out, and more, regardless of where the person is at the stage of life, where they're from, who they are, more people are asking that question, who am I? I think the other reason why that question is coming up is that people are realizing that we are much more than we were taught growing up. Even from a psychological standpoint, in the branches of psychology that deal with the unconscious mind, I remember when I was 12 years old and I was taking an NLP training, and the person at the front of the room writes up on the board, you're a conscious mind and you're an unconscious mind. And this is who you are. And I was sitting there and I went, no, I've been doing meditation for years. I learned how to meditate at an early age, and I've gone to Siddha Yoga. I know that I'm more than just a conscious and unconscious mind. I have to be more than that. Who am I that's more than that is the question. So I think people are also waking up to the realization that these theories, these models that we have used to describe who we are inadequate. And who we truly are at the deepest level is much more than we have ever envisioned. One of the things that I love to say in my trainings and get people to really understand is that at any time, whoever you think you are, whatever you are always more than that.
Mm.
Locking yourself into a specific belief that this is who and what I am, all that does is limit you. All that does is put a boundary around that you believe is yourself based on that label that you've given yourself. And remembering that you're so much more than that allows you to take your own personal life in whatever area it is to an entirely new level. Now, the next question that you asked dealt with the people that have that, looking at the people that do have the resources.
Exactly.
I've gotten to work with some people that have an abundance of resources, and interestingly enough, the ones that I've gotten to work with, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's with colleagues, they're doing something with it to make a difference on the planet. I do know that there are people out there that don't do that. I know that there are people that, how would you say, in the accumulation of wealth, instead of realizing that it's about flowing the energy to others, that's what truly brings in the positiveness for yourself, they attempt to keep it to themselves. So even bigger picture, rather than thinking about one group of people who have something that others don't, if we all learned how to create that connection with each other and realize that what stops a person from sharing what they have, whether it's money, whether it's health care, whether it's information, what stops a person from truly sharing what they have, whether it's knowledge, because I love to share my knowledge, what prevents them from doing that is anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. I mean, being afraid to share that, being afraid to say, here is what I have to offer to you, allow me to assist you in improving your life. And I do agree, if people had the ability to let go of negative emotions as we teach, because that's one of the fundamental aspects of what we teach, teaching people how to let go of negative emotions, letting go of that baggage or busting through the crust, I think, as you say.
That's right.
If people knew how to do that, then I think that this would be a much different place than it is right now.
Well,
and that's part of what motivates me to do what I do, and I'm sure that motivates you to do what you do, that is to spread the word that you can bust through and it is okay to help other people.
And this is, I'm asking a question which actually it can be a complicated conversation, because I think the question came at you, Matt. We're talking at many dimensions of things in our society, and really touches into an entirely other philosophy. Is this the place where we earn money to give it to people that are less fortunate? Is this what we've created? Or is this the place where we learn the gift of giving? Is this the place where we get to understand that, you know, we are not part of money being our source? That's an esoteric question, right?
I think it is. And I think that same question can be applied to, like I was saying, it can be applied to knowledge. I've met people that know information and know concepts and ideas from an esoteric standpoint, and yet are unwilling to share it with others because of fear. I've met some people that are unwilling to share their knowledge with other people because they don't, like you said, they don't know how to give. So sometimes this idea, you're right, is a lot bigger than just focusing on money. It's about what are you doing in your life to share what you have, to share your love, to share your abundance, your wealth, and that's not just talking about money. Where are you prospering others so that you then experience that prosperity in your life?
And that's a question that I'm thrilled that you brought up. I want to let everyone know that that's a question that you can contemplate. I mean, we are moving into an amazing holiday season. I mean, Matt, you and I started to talk about at the top of the show, I asked you a question about the shift in energy. And many, many people are feeling it. And am I asking a question about the election? Not really, because the shift in energy that I'm talking about, you know, started before that. And people have come up and they've explained it from an astrological point of view.
In the long run, humans cannot tolerate ecstasy deprivation, said Felicitas Goodman, anthropologist. Tune into the...
One of the things I want to say, Matt, is in the journey,
and taught by certified teacher Deborah Milton, the practice combines body postures with rhythms, which expands consciousness, nurtures belonging, and nourishes aliveness. Milton is teaching both in Seattle and Blacktail Ranch, Montana in August. For more information, go to www.deborahmilton.com. That's DeborahMilton.com.
NLP is a behavioral science that utilizes language to impact verbal and nonverbal communication, allowing you to rethink how you perceive what is occurring in your mind. NLP provides a system of knowledge and values, procedures, and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you can become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, October the 8th through the 14th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive 20% off. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earth Channel earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. If you would like more about my show, when we're on about 11 hours a week live and up to 20 hours a week with rebroadcast. So you can go to my website, www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, and check it out, all of the listings, all of the places we are, and you can listen from anywhere via the internet. So my guest today knows a lot about being in many, many places and speaking to thousands and thousands of people. And my guest is Matt James. He is one of the most highly sought-after trainers and educators in the world today. And we are thrilled that he is joining us today to talk about enlightened capitalism, what it means, and what impact each and every one of us can have in creating the kind of world that everyone can live in abundantly. So, Matt, thank you so much for joining the show today.
As always, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really enjoy it.
Well, you know, let's finish the thought. You know, we were talking before the break about sort of the expansiveness, the explosion of energy that people are feeling. And the question that I would ask you is, most people are feeling like the explosion of energy or the shift or whatever one wants to call it is for a higher consciousness. However, other people that I've talked to are feeling personally, the lowest point in their lives. Isn't this an interesting contrast to be talking about? And where do we start to begin to understand the differences that are so extreme?
I think that the contrast that's occurring is a response to people beginning to wake up and say, there's more to life than what I had previously thought. I think people are beginning to wake up and ask themselves, what do I truly want? And like what you said earlier, who am I? And they're wanting to answer these questions and get those things out of the way, get the blocks that they've had in their life out of the way so that they can achieve, I guess for lack of a better term, happiness in that area of life. So I think that's what people truly want. People truly are seeking at a deep level, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, they are seeking this desire to be happy. Happy with themselves, happy within their relationship and their career, with their health. And what prevents them from doing that is baggage from the past, negative emotions, limiting decisions, things that have gone on in their past that they haven't known how to let go of, how to deal with that. And that in turn, that baggage can have people or cause people to do things that even if you talk to them, they would say to you, this isn't the way it is, you know? I should be sharing my information. I should be sharing my wealth. I should be teaching others, I should be doing this, and yet they don't do it. So, I mean, what's preventing them from taking that first step? I'd say the baggage from the past, the things that have prevented them from finding what is truly happy in their life.
Can everyone be a millionaire?
I think that's possible.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think, stops them from an esoteric perspective, Matt? And the reason I'm asking this question is, I'm asking it because we started to talk about, you know, spiritual concepts. We started to talk about Huna and the abundance. And that's what you talked about as the definition, abundance. And in this world, where I believe that we have an abundant universe, there are people that would love to be millionaires and can't seem to find their way to get on the path to bring that cha-ching in.
To me,
what's the dilemma?
What's the dilemma? The people that I've worked with one-on-one, that I've seen in my seminars, that have a focus on creating a wealth and abundance in their life, especially when it comes down to people that want to achieve financial success, or the people that want to create a wealth so that they're able to support themselves and their family and their loved ones. Usually what is preventing them from even taking the first step is that fear. Is that fear of doing what it would take to achieve the goal. So I think that initially the first work that is done is the work with the self. Looking inside yourself and getting to know who and what you are. Getting to know about yourself, your conscious mind, your unconscious mind, what the role of those two are. How the events from the past, how the things that you have done in the past that you haven't let go of, that you've held on to, the negative emotions, the limiting decisions, actually prevent you not only from taking that first step, but sometimes seeing that you can take the first step. I worked with a guy, and he had so much fear. He had so much fear. And when we let it go, when we went through the process that we teach, even in our weekend trainings of letting that go, he sat there and he said to me, you know, even within the past month, that there had been opportunities that were right in front of him, and just because of that fear that used to be there, he hadn't even recognized it as an opportunity. He thought that it's as if it did not even exist in his universe. By letting go of that fear, he began to see the things that he needed to do. So I think, Dr. Pat, it really begins with taking the first step. You need to find out what it will take for you to take that first step. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to release in order to take that first step to move towards the creation of the things that you want in your life?
There are many programs you have at the university. I would love for you to give that website again, because we're going to continue to talk about this idea of letting go. And, you know, do you have to let go to make $1 million? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And is the $1 million something that you can do and still feel that you're enlightened? Absolutely. We're talking about you can have it all. In this realm, you can have it all. And when we come back, we'll talk with Matt James a little bit more. Matt, let's make sure that we absolutely give out your website and talk a little bit, if you would, about the many things you're offering.
Our main website is ampac.edu, ampac.edu. We also have hypnosis.com and nlp.com.
All right.
Those are the websites where if they want to read anything else, if your listeners would like to read anything else or see some of the things that we have to offer, they're definitely right up there online.
Check it out. The Huna Intensive is coming. We'll be right back after this break. More with Matt James. And think about this. Do you really believe you can have it all?
After meals, do you feel bloated, heavy, tummy hurt? Does occasional heartburn and indigestion, or a just plain tired feeling, take the energy out of your day? Vital digestive enzymes are needed to properly digest food, and E12 provides them all. Customers often report a dramatic life improvement. Visit digesteasy.com. That's digesteasy.com. And discover E12 food enzymes, the digestive secret thousands have benefited from.
NLP is a behavioral science that utilizes language to impact verbal and nonverbal communication, allowing you to rethink how you perceive what is occurring in your mind. NLP provides a system of knowledge and values, procedures, and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you can become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, October the 8th through the 14th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive 20% off. The Empowerment Partnership.
Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you feeling stuck, heavy, or crusted over in some part of your life? Have you lost your spark? Would you like help realizing your dream? Do you know what you want? Call Dr. Pat Vasili, certified career and belief coach, who wants to help you stop those negative thoughts that keep you running in circles. This award-winning author and researcher, Dr. Pat Vasili, brings a powerful, innovative approach to helping individuals live life full out. Call 206-523-5522 for a free consultation. That's 206-523-5522.
I'm Dr. Pat Vasili, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Wow, my special guest today, Matt James, the time always just flies when he and I get on the radio having conversations about what it means to be enlightened and be able to have the things that you want in life. Matt, let's use this segment to help people that are listening to the show that are saying, you know, great, I know that if I had that $1 million, I would do some great things. I would be able to give back. I'd be able to do this, this, and this. And yet at the same time, it's as if they're stuck in the quicksand.
Yep.
What can we help them with today?
I think the first step starts with yourself. I think the first step starts with the individual. And I think two things need to happen. I think the person needs to figure out who they are. They need to learn who they are and that they truly have the ability to release those bags, that baggage, that they do really have the ability to bust through the crust. It's not just something that we talk about. It's not just something that we discuss. It's something that you can do. So I think a person needs to get in touch with the fact that as an individual, they are truly empowered, that they are empowered to achieve the things that they want to achieve. And that's the first step. I think the second step is to find something that you're truly passionate about. If I was able to work with an individual and assist them in achieving whatever, to getting rid of all the blocks that would prevent them from doing what they want to do in their life, they would still need to choose something that they're passionate about, something that you wake up every day and you say, this is what I love to do. Because when that happens, when you find that, then everything else works so easy for you. And I'm not just talking about career or health or relationships. I'm talking about bigger picture now. When you are doing what it is that you want to do in your life, that you are meant to do, that you are called to do, and that you are passionate about, everything else just flows right through you so easily that it makes it seem like this is life. It's not work. It's not a job. It's truly something that you enjoy to do. So I think those are the two things that a person needs to do. I think they need to figure out who they are and realize that they're empowered and find out what it is that they want to do that will truly inspire them. And then everything else comes very easily.
And make you smile. And this is the dilemma, isn't it? I mean, I don't know about you, Matt, but I know there have been parts of my life when I look back at it and I think, I thought I was happy in that thing that I was doing. I really did. I thought I was, yeah, this is really what I want to do. Until I realized that the reason that I was doing it is I was afraid that, A, I couldn't do anything else, and, B, I wouldn't be able to achieve what I had achieved where I was. So it's almost like a pseudo-happiness, you know?
And that's why I think the first step is finding out that you are truly empowered. I think the first step is looking inside, learning about how things work, learning about how you release the negative emotions and limiting decisions, getting to know yourself so that you are then able to remove those things. I mean, but until you bust through the crust, until you let go of that baggage, until you truly become empowered, you may not be able to see what it is that you want to do or get a feel for that or know inside, this is what I truly want to do. When those things are out of the way, then it becomes very obvious what you want to do.
So, yeah, and that's the thing that we want to say to everyone. And truly, this is an abundant universe. I mean, it's clear, Matt, that from what you're doing and what you've experienced, this is an abundant universe.
It is.
I mean, that's a capital A on abundant. You know what I'm saying?
It is. The universe is abundant. It's abundant in positive emotions, in love, in joy. It's abundant in wealth, in money. It's abundant in whatever it is that you want. The universe has an abundance of that. And all it is a matter of learning how to tap into that to flow that to you so that you are then able to flow that easily and effortlessly into your life and experience that abundance.
So in the conversation, Matt, what is next on the horizon for Matt James?
Well, I'm going to enjoy the holidays, and then we start back up in January. We have two trainings coming up in Southern California this year. It's the last two trainings of our year. They're introductory weekends that we're doing in Irvine and San Diego. You can actually see that on our schedule on our website. And then in January, we start right back up again, doing a variety of different weekends on the West Coast, the East Coast, and heading into our HUNA training in March.
How can people find out more about American Pacific University? Because, you know, part of this, as I discovered, is that in order for me to enact my dream, I really had to go back and get some credentials. I did. And never really fully understood that declaring who am I really required action and really required me taking some steps to make things happen. And for me, it happened to be education. That's not going to be for everyone, but there may be a level of skill that people need. And so how can they find out more about what you're offering at American Pacific University?
From an educational standpoint, they can visit our website at ampac.edu. And for the people that are more interested in the live seminars or the hands-on material, the live trainings, then they can go to our website, nlp.com, and that will allow them to not only view our schedule, but view the different seminars and trainings that we have to offer. We have a complete schedule up there. And I think we did just recently put our 2007 schedule up, so I think it shows everything we're doing next year.
You know, this is really an invitation for everyone to step out and live life full out. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Matt James has got a very, very personal message for each and every one of us. So that we can live a life fulfilled and really accomplish everything we want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very short break.
HUNA is for everyone, any race, religion, gender, and age. Anyone that wants to know more about who we are, why we're here, and how the universe works. A wide and varied range of people with different backgrounds are drawn to HUNA and attend the biannual HUNA workshop. Healthcare professionals, therapists, lawyers, managers, educators, professional athletes, college students, and people just like you. If you're interested in a more spiritual view of the world, if you want to connect more with who you are and discover a whole new universe around you, then HUNA is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to HUNA.com and learn about the September 9th through the 17th HUNA event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and receive a special discount.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening today. Matt James, my guest. Matt, what is the message? What message would you like to leave for our listeners today?
The message that I'd like to leave for your listeners today is, well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. And that remember that in your life, whatever you think you are, you're always more than that. Know that not only are the things that you want in your life available and the universe is abundant, that you deserve it, and that whatever you think you are at any given moment, whether it's a positive, whether it's a negative label, realize that you can achieve the things that are beyond that, and you are so much more than that, and that it is your gift to yourself to achieve those things.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very, very much, Matt James. Thank you for joining the show today, and aloha to you. I can't say enough about your gift and what you've done to take it out to the world, and I want to thank you. Thank you so much for joining this show today. For those of you listening, please make sure you have a fabulous, fabulous day and create the life that you absolutely desire. Until next week, aloha.
Aloha.